It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Welcome to our Anatomy of a Kerfuffle edition of It's Just Politics.
This week, a throwdown between Republican House Speaker Jace Bolger and House Democratic Leader Tim Grimmel,
culminating in the Speaker yanking 8 Democrats off of their legislative committees. This is a big deal.
Really unprecedented. A classic example of the application of the principle that it is better to be feared than loved.
Okay, Rick, so explain how this all came about.
I will, but first, full disclosure, I do not have a dog in this fight, but I do have a wife in it.
I believe you stole that line.
I did, from George Will. But we do need to let people know that I am married to the legal counsel for the House Democrats. She is not always happy with my analysis, but here it is. What happened? Couples counselors actually have a term for this. It is called cascading, where one argument cascades into another argument, and before you know it, you're both arguing about everything.
You sound a little like you know what you're talking about.
I may have argued a bit from time to time.
Okay, so how does cascading apply here?
Well, sure. A week ago, Jace Bolger let it be known that if Democrats don't put up votes for some type of road revenue...
That's votes for a tax increase of some type.
Right. A tough vote for an elected official, and Democrats actually think they have a shot at taking the House majority next year. To do that, they have to protect their marginals from tough votes and do things like make Republicans vote for taxes. So if Democrats can't put up any votes for revenue, taxes, whatever, Jace Bolger, Republicans say they will go it alone. And their solution might include some stuff that Democrats and unions really would not like.
Like outlawing prevailing wage. Those are rules that say public works projects have to pay the typical union scale for a job. It's written into a lot of public-private contracts.
That would be the chief example. There are others, too. But Democrats have made or have tried to make protecting prevailing wage the admission fee for even entering into serious negotiations on road funding.
So Republicans in the legislature and Governor Snyder, they're trying to force Democrats to put a specific proposal on the table on road money so that they have something to bargain against.
So with the threat of Republican action on prevailing wage hanging out there, Tim Grimmel, the Democratic leader, said, quote, "We're not going to negotiate with terrorists."
A flippant statement, something you've probably used with your kids, Rick.
Sure, I've said that when my 6-year-old demands candy or toys as a condition of doing her homework or cleaning her room. But Republicans jumped on that statement. They said it was insensitive in light of the recent Boston bombing.
And Tim Grimmel's press secretary said later it was probably a poor choice of words.
Yes, but later that afternoon, Democrats put out another statement that was all about saying, well, if you want to talk about insensitive, let's talk about Republicans walking out of a meeting of the House Insurance Committee before it was over.
At a hearing last week on overhauling Michigan's no-fault auto insurance law, a controversial issue, a lot of people injured in auto accidents, many of them in wheelchairs, showed up to testify.
After many hours of testimony, some Republicans did leave.
Tim Grimmel said those 4 Republicans should be removed from the committee for being so insensitive as to walk out during the testimony.
So Jace Bolger essentially said, fine, you want to talk about attendance at committee meetings? 8 Democrats who missed meetings in the past week, they're off their committees.
Cascading. But we are pleased to announce that detente has been reached. Bolger and Grimmel met, made up, put out a joint statement. It certainly wasn't warm and fuzzy, but they did pledge to try to work together. And now all Democrats are back on their committees.
So peace in our time, which is what British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain said about the peace treaty that was supposed to avert World War II.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.